Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. India and UAE condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Pledge to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2030. 45-year-old Nitin Naveen to be formally declared BJP's youngest president today. Around 10,000 special guests invited to witness this year's Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. 9 Maoists, including 6 women cadres, surrender in Gariabandh district of Chhattisgarh. India achieves record electronics exports of $47 billion in 2025. And first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 to begin today at Leh in Ladakh. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Briefing the media about the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two leaders emphasized that no country should provide safe haven to those who finance, plan, support or commit terrorist acts. Mr. Misri said both leaders agreed to continue cooperation within the framework of the Financial Action Task Force to counter terror financing and strengthen anti-money laundering efforts.
The two leaders also had the opportunity to exchange views in detail on regional developments in West Asia, and they expressed support for all efforts in promoting peace, security, stability and prosperity in the region. They unequivocally condemned cross-border terrorism and for the perpetrators, supporters and financiers of all acts of terrorism to be brought to justice.
The Foreign Secretary said India and UAE have agreed for establishment of a supercomputing cluster in India. He said both sides have also agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. They also directed their teams to work towards connecting micro, small and medium sector enterprises. They called for the expeditious implementation of key initiatives such as the Bharat Mart, the Virtual Trade Corridor and the Bharat Africa Setu to promote MSME products across the Middle East, West Asia, Africa and the Eurasia region. The 45-year-old Nitin Naveen will be formally declared BJP's youngest president today. BJP's working president Naveen has emerged as the sole candidate for the party's national president's post, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior BJP leaders filing nomination papers in his support. More details on this from our correspondent.
BJP National President JP Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and other members of the BJP's Parliamentary Party Board proposed the name of Nitin Naveen for the post of National President. The BJP's National President is elected by an electoral college comprising representatives from the party's National Council and State Councils. At present, the post is held by Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda. Mr. Nadda was appointed as the BJP's National Working President in June 2019 and was later elected unopposed as party president in January 2020, succeeding then-president Amit Shah. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defence Ministry has said that around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the 77th Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi this year. Details from our correspondent.
The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path of New Delhi is a unique blend of the country's cultural diversity and military prowess. According to the Defence Ministry, the guests include best innovators, startups, self-help groups and best performers under various government initiatives. People with exemplary work in income and employment generation have also been invited. The ministry said that the guests have been invited with the objective of honouring their contributions to nation building and increasing Jan Bhagidari in events of national importance. The special guests include the winners of World Para Athletics Championship, students trained under Atal Innovation Mission, farmers practicing natural farming, and beneficiaries under PM Smile Scheme, among others. With Rishu Jaiswal, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists, including 6 women cadres, surrendered before police in Gariabandh district yesterday. They carried a total reward of 48 lakh rupees. These Maoists surrendered before Inspector General of Police Amrish Mishra. On this occasion, they also handed over an AK-47, an INSAS rifle and other weapons. The surrendered cadres included Commander and Divisional Committee member level Maoists. Speaking on the occasion, IG Amrish Mishra said that with this surrender, there are now no active Maoists left in Garyabandh district. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage point to 7.3%. In World Economic Outlook update, IMF said, upward revision reflects strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-27, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging market and developing economies. It said global growth projected to hold steady at 3.3% in 2026, supported by easing trade tensions, accommodative financial conditions, and a surge in investment linked to technology, particularly artificial intelligence. India has achieved a record electronics exports of $47 billion in 2025. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw informed that around $30 billion came from the production-linked incentive-driven smartphone exports. He said that electronics is the third largest export item of the country. The minister further said that electronic exports has increased 11 times since 2015. He added that 25 lakh new jobs were also created with strong women participation, opportunities for MSMEs and long-term skilling of the youth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has confirmed that Dabolim International Airport in Goa will remain fully operational for civilian traffic. This assurance was given during a high-level meeting in the national capital between the Defence Minister and Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant. The meeting aimed to address long-standing concerns regarding the potential shifting of civilian flights to the newly commissioned Manohar International Airport at Mopar. Supreme Court has said that it would interfere with the unpredictable fluctuations in airfares and flag the exorbitant rise during festivals. Hearing a PIL, a bench of Justices Vikram Nath and Sandeep Mehta termed the exorbitant rise of airfares by airlines as exploitation and asked the Centre and the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, to file their replies. A PIL filed to seek binding regulatory guidelines to control the unpredictable fluctuations in airfare and ancillary charges imposed by private airlines. Indian Navy ship INS Sudarshini will embark on a 10-month transoceanic expedition on the voyage of Lokayan 26 today. Defence Ministry said that the ship will sail over 22,000 nautical miles, visiting 18 foreign ports across 13 countries during the voyage. It will participate in Escale Al Said in France and Sail 250 in New York, USA. Over 200 Indian Navy and Indian Coast Guard trainees will undergo intensive sail training, gaining invaluable experience in long-range ocean navigation and traditional seamanship at sea. In Afghanistan, 7 people were killed, including a Chinese national, while a dozen wounded in an explosion at a restaurant in Kabul's Sheherana area. The blast occurred at a restaurant run jointly by Chinese Muslims and Afghans. Afghan branch of the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was carried out by a suicide bomber. The first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 will begin today in Leh, Ladakh. More than 1,000 men and women athletes, including coaches and technical officials, will participate in this edition. The new attraction of this year is the introduction of figure skating, which is an Olympic event. Details from our correspondent.
figure skating, an Olympic sport, has been introduced from this edition in addition to the existing speed skating and short track skating. National level Khelo India Winter Games is being organized under the Khelo India scheme since 2020, and Ladakh has been hosting it ever since it constituted the game. Ice hockey event will be held at India's Ice Hockey Stadium and Ice Hockey Ring of Ladakh's Kaur Regimental Center in Pyeong, while Gupuk Frozen Pond has been selected for ice skating events. Ahead of the event, Lieutenant Governor Kavinder Gupta yesterday visited all three venues and reviewed all the arrangements. He directed to ensure seamless and flawless Khelo India Winter Games 2026 and zero inconvenience to the participants. Yangchen Dolma for Akashwani from Leh Ladakh.
In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 61 runs at BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Put to bat first, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 178 runs for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Gautami Nayak was the top scorer for Bengaluru with 73 runs off 55 balls. While Richa Ghosh scored 27, skipper Smriti Mandhana made 26 runs. For Gujarat Giants, skipper Ashley Gardner and Kashvi Gautam scalped 2 wickets each. Chasing a target of 179 runs, Gujarat Giants lost quick 3 early wickets for 5 runs in just 3 overs. They could manage to score only 117 for 8 in 20 overs. Ashley Gardner was the top scorer for the Gujarat Giants with 54 runs. For Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Siali Satkare took 3 wickets, while Nadine De Klerk scalped 2 wickets. Gautami Nayak was adjudged the player of the match. In today's fixture, Delhi Capitals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians at the BCA Stadium, Kotambi, Vadodara. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today open with pictures of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Deals in defense, LNG, space on the cards. With the rehearsals for the 77th Republic Day at its peak, showcasing the nation's might, the Delhi Tribune carries myriad pictures of contingents marching to precision. In a bid to reduce reliance on the US dollar, RBI moves linking of BRICS digital currencies for easier trade, writes the Hindu Business Line. The Business Standard leads with early bird results show worst earnings growth in 17 quarters. In a move aimed at strengthening security and restricting unauthorized entry, bike without barcode, Jamia will not allow students, staff to enter campus, is an interesting story covered by the Times of India. Under the caption, Alert from Ottawa, Immigration Fraud, the Hindustan Times carries an intriguing story, Punjab agents peddle fake Canada World Cup visas with job promises. In a world that celebrates constant hustling, taking time off can seem self-indulgent. HT Mint writes, doing nothing is not laziness, it is essential. The Indian Express, in its editorial page, deliberates on the proposed peace plan for Gaza under the caption, Trump Gaza invite, handle with care, caution. The newspaper writes, with Washington extending an invitation to India to join the proposed Board of Peace along with 60 other countries, Delhi must weigh its options, principles and interests. The paper goes on to add, peace and rebuilding in Gaza isn't a real estate project. It needs consensus, negotiations, concessions between a range of regional and global players in a deeply fraught context. That is why nations, including India, must leave their options open during a time of flux. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and UAE condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, pledged to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. 45-year-old Nitin Naveen to be formally declared BJP's youngest president today. Around 10,000 special guests invited to witness this year's Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. 9 Maoists, including 6 women cadres, surrender in Gariabandh district of Chhattisgarh. India achieves record electronics exports of $47 billion in 2025 and first leg of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 to begin today at Leh Ladakh. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.